Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our Lady is gathering a spiritual army. We don't fight against people. We fight against our own sinful tendencies, and we fight to save souls. This daily rosary podcast is our air campaign, but we must also form ground troops. And that takes an organization and a full-time team, and it takes you. We need you to build this with us. So far, 2,330 people have given $575,000 toward our $1 million Advent match. Just yesterday, one person pledged $25,000, and many others have given $50, $100, $250, $500. Now, if you pledge $10 a month, that's $120 a year. And if you pledge $20 a month, that's $240 a year. And if 3,000 of you, who pray with us many times each week, would consider a $10 per month pledge, we would reach our Advent match immediately. We need you to build this spiritual army with us, by your commitment to daily meditation, by your willingness to be trained, formed, and prepared, and by your financial support. Help us build Our Lady's spiritual army. Click below. And now let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Yesterday, I shared with you the amazing story of the appearance of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And today, the miraculous nature of the image she left. Now, before Our Lady appeared in Mexico City in 1531, the Aztec people worshipped demonic spirits represented by the serpent god under the sign of the crescent moon, and the god of war under the sign of the sun. And the Aztec people believed that this false god, Satan in disguise, demanded human sacrifice. And the Aztec priests offered 50,000 men, women, and children in human sacrifice to these so-called gods every year. One out of five children were sacrificed. Furthermore, the Aztec culture wanted nothing to do with Jesus Christ or the Catholic Church because they had been defeated and humiliated by the Spaniards, decimated by disease, and carried off as slaves to the Caribbean colonies. Theirs was a people and a culture that seemed impossible to convert. Yet, just when things looked hopeless, as though all were lost, Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to Juan Diego, and she left a supernatural, virtually indestructible sign, and within few short years, the entire Aztec nation, 10 million people, asked for baptism and entered the Catholic Church. And these were genuine conversions, a total change of life. A Franciscan brother, Geronimo Mendiata, witnessed these events with his own eyes and recorded them in his personal diary. He writes, "Before Our Lady appeared, not only did the Aztec people kill their children, they practiced polygamy and refused to accept monogamous marriages. Yet, after Mary intervened, 5,000 to 10,000 came daily, almost forcing us to baptize them. And all human and child sacrifice stopped, and polygamy ended. In fact, 500 couples a day came to be married, and whole tribes would walk 80 to 100 miles just to go to regular confession." What a remarkable testimony. But how was this possible? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The Aztec people converted because they could understand the symbols in the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, symbols that matched their Aztec history. The woman stands in front of the sun, covering it, showing that she is greater than their sun god of war. And she stands on the crescent moon, the symbol of their serpent god, appearing to crush it under her feet. She is wearing a bluish-green mantle, the color reserved for royalty. She is a queen. And she's surrounded by clouds. This queen comes from heaven. Yet she's a virgin, signified by the parted hair that hangs loose. Yet around her waist is a black maternity sash. She is pregnant. This woman is a queen from heaven who is a virgin yet pregnant. But pregnant with whom? On her garment, directly over her womb, was the four-petaled jasmine flower. And for the Aztec, the jasmine flower signifies only one thing, the one true God. She was pregnant with the one true God. Yet she herself was not a goddess, because her hands were folded in prayer, pointing to the one indicated by the black cross on her brooch, Jesus Christ. He is the one true God who came to offer his life in sacrifice and put an end to all human sacrifice. They read the message. They understood it. And they believed. And their lives changed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The image of Our Lady appeared on the tilma of Juan Diego. A tilma is a cloak made from cactus fibers. It normally lasts no more than 10 years. Yet, the tilma of Juan Diego bearing the image of Our Lady is almost 500 years old. And it laid on the floor in front of the altar of the church for the first 116 years, exposed to constant human contact, heat, and humidity. Imagine people coming in, laying their babies on it, trying to rip pieces off of it. Yet it was indestructible. In 1791, after they had finally placed the image in a frame, a poor worker took the frame down to clean the frame, and spilled nitric acid all over the tilma. It began to eat through the tilma, but the tilma, in a sense, healed itself, leaving only the stain. In 1921, the Marxist, radically anti-Catholic Mexican government, which had outlawed Catholicism, planted a bomb with 29 sticks of dynamite in a large flower arrangement right in front of the tilma. When it detonated, it shattered the marble altar, the altar rail, the marble flooring, smashing windows, and doubling over a brass crucifix. Yet, the tilma was unharmed. More recently, in 1979, a group of scientists petitioned the church to scientifically study the tilma in order to put an end to this supposed hoax. Yet what they found surprised everyone. The colors are not paint or dye. There are no sketch marks or brush strokes. The image does not even rest on the fibers, but floats above the tilma at a distance of 0.3 millimeter without touching it. And in 1981, astronomers demonstrated that the arrangement of the stars on the tilma matched those found over Mexico City on December 12, 1531, but not looking from Earth to heaven, but looking from heaven to Earth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Every part of the tilma has been digitally enlarged with extremely high resolution and studied. In this process, they found something very surprising. When they studied the eyes of Our Lady, they found 13 people appear in both eyes, and they match the written account of the 13 people who were in the room when her image appeared on the tilma. Dr. Tonsman, in his book, The Secret of Her Eyes, documents the numerous studies that indicate when the eyes of Our Lady are exposed to light, the retina contracts, and when the light is withdrawn, it returns to a dilated state, just as with a living eye. The eyes of Our Lady on the tilma have been ophthalmologically determined to be alive. Ivan Ester, one of the best technical photographers in Mexico, but an agnostic, was commissioned to create the official digital image of the tilma. While standing on a ladder to get a better shot, he zoomed in on the eyes of Our Lady and suddenly became so startled that he fell off the ladder as he cried out, "She's alive! She's alive!" He immediately confessed that the eyes of Our Lady reacted just as that of a living person, and he subsequently converted. In some manner, the tilma bearing the image of Mary conveys her presence, because she is not distant. Our mother is with us. Did she not say to Juan Diego, "Am I not here, who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, the crossing of my arms? Is there anything more you could need?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Juan Diego spent the last 17 years of his life living in the little chapel on Tepeyac Hill that housed the miraculous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Day after day, he welcomed the millions who came, sharing again and again the story of how Mary appeared to him and brought the continent to Christ. But Mary always comes to lead people to Jesus. And she needs her Juan Diegos, ordinary people who take simple steps that open hearts. And now that you know the story, you must share it. This week, as we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, get a copy of the image or print one out and ask your family and friends, do you know about this? Do you know the story? And then tell them the story or share this podcast with them. This is the one episode people tell me over and over has a real impact on the unconvinced. And then follow up with them. Ask them what struck them. And tell them that Our Lady still comes and always asking for one thing, to pray the rosary. And then help them to sign up for the Daily Rosary podcast and encourage them, help them to form the habit of the Daily Rosary. Because the rosary is the weapon that Our Lady has given us to change the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan
and all the evil spirits
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, on this second day of meditating on the event and image and impact of Our Lady of Guadalupe, what are you reflecting on?
I'm still thinking about how out of control the Aztec culture was, in the sense that it wasn't unique but we consistently see through ancient history this practice of human sacrifice. And there are so many things that remain the same about culture over the decades, over centuries, but I can't think of a logical origin. I can't think of a non-demonic origin for this idea of human sacrifice in this way. In the sense that, could you imagine a group of people, things go south, your harvest, the weather, sickness and plague and disorder in your world, and thinking, your first thought as a normal practical human, even an ancient civilization, isn't, well, we should try killing someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't believe that can come from nowhere.
You would think the natural inclination would be, we need as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Especially
with the difficulty it would have taken to bring a life into the world at that time and the risk it took. It's so different. There are similarities between the human sacrifice then and the human sacrifice now that we see in things like euthanasia and abortion, but those come from a very different emotional side. Whereas, from my understanding, these would have been people that they loved, people that they cared about, people that weren't useless to them or a hindrance to them. They were a resource to them.
They were a resource, yeah.
So it's all the more shocking. And could you imagine, from their perspective, living in a world where human sacrifice was commonplace, where that could be you or a loved one and a real fear? And then suddenly there's this great woman,
yes,
who offers life.
Yes.
Who doesn't ask that kind of death of you. Yeah. I'm not surprised at all that they were just flocking. Again, it's that contrast of, we don't know what we have because we don't know its opposite. But we don't know how good the Christian faith is, because
yes,
we haven't had to live in a culture where our loved ones are,
yes,
something to throw in the fire every time the weather goes south.
Satan enslaved them by fear. And Satan has enslaved our culture by fear. Precisely by rampant anxiety. And there is a powerful antidote to anxiety. And I mean this with all my heart. If you struggle with anxiety and worry and fears that are out of control, that are controlling you, then I want you, with your own hand, to write down what Our Lady said to Juan Diego, and to repeat this many times a day. Our Lady said to him, "Am I not here, who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else that you need?" And then at the end of that, I want you to write, "I am safe." And let that be your anchor from now on.
Honestly, to bring this full circle, I think, as insane as that culture seems to me, I think we hide our insanity behind something very practical. We think our anxiety is very practical. We think everything's very reasonable. I think we, not to bring up the cult of reason, but I think we're still living in that era where we think it all makes so much sense that we live in this much fear. It's just because we can rationalize it, but it's just as insane as it was before. And I think we do sacrifice all the things we love most in our world because of that kind of fear. We cut off the people we love. We shy away from good work, from human connection, from sacrificing our money and our time and living as courageous Christians because we think it's rational. But it's not rational to live in that kind of fear. And you're right, she's still offering us that kind of safety,
yes,
that kind of peace.
Yes. You can't think your way out of fear.
Yeah. Especially when you've thought your way into it.
The way out is to know someone is taking care of you. And that someone is the great mother of God, the Queen of Heaven. And with her, no matter what happens, you are safe. With her, no matter what happens, you are safe. Great conversation, Teresa. Before we go, just want to remind everyone, help us build this spiritual army. Consider a small monthly gift. All you have to do is just click below. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.